All right, let's talk about plastic straws real quick. You guys have all heard the stories about how we need to ban plastic straws. We need to ban them nationwide, right? Because we got to save the sea turtles, we got to save the marine life, because we've taken all these plastic straws and we're dumping them in the ocean and it's killing the sea turtles. We've all seen the picture of the sea turtle with the straw up his nose. It's very sad. And so we all banded together to ban plastic straws. We even found out that the US uses 500 million plastic straws a day, right? Right? No, that's not correct. Okay. So that was from an article that was written in part by a 9-year-old boy named Milo. You can look that up, where he guessed that was 500 million straws used. And that's not happening. Okay. It's like every U.S. citizen using two straws a day, everyone who can use a straw, you know, aside from infants and whatnot. So aside from that, nobody's actually able to explain why these plastic straws are ending up in the ocean. If it's from us or not, it's not from us. The U.S. does not take plastic straws and dump them in the ocean. Especially here where I live in the Midwest, we're not taking loads of plastic and plastic straws in helicopters or planes, flying them out to the ocean and just dumping them in. Okay, that's not happening. People seem to think that that's what we're doing. They seem to think that as soon as I use a plastic straw here and throw it away, it gets transported by somebody or some form of like the government out to the ocean and dumped in and immediately shoved up a sea turtle's nose. That's not happening. Okay, so we can all just, you know, cut the bullshit on this. I don't want to use a paper one. I don't want to use the bamboo ones. I want to use a plastic straw when I drink my overpriced latte because that's what I want to do. Okay, it's not a problem for us. We don't need to worry about the plastic straws anymore. Let's move on as a society to more important things. Thank you for your time.
All right,
What do
so
you guys think?
should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I'll have to cut that a little bit, you know, make it cleaner. But I was pretty good, right? I'll cut 30 seconds out, keep it under a minute.
Okay, what did I miss? Can you repeat all that?
I can't. You'll see it on TikTok later.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to do like a short video a week or something, like I did the Brittany Griner one last week.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think so. So how's everybody doing?
Oh, you know, not dead yet, so that's
That's
unfortunate.
unfortunate.
But yeah, but other than
Yep.
that, we're good, you know. Oh, guys. So I was with some friends last week, and
Oh,
we were trying.
you had
What?
friends?
Shocking, I know. And we were trying to decide where we wanted to eat for dinner, and they wanted, for some godforsaken reason, KFC. And I told them I haven't
Oh
eaten KFC
no.
since high school. Yeah. So
Why were you
we.
hanging out with middle schoolers?
Joe, mind your business, okay? So they outnumber me. It's 2 to 1. They want KFC, so we go to KFC. We go into the drive-thru, and they order some form of chicken. And the person on the drive-thru intercom replies back and says, "We're all out of that." And so they're like, "Okay, how about not chicken nuggets, but chicken strips was the second thing they asked for. Like, do you have chicken strips?" And they're like, "No, we're out of that too." And they're like, "Do you guys have any chicken?" And they're like, "No, we're out."
Wait, what restaurant are you at again?
KFC,
What is
Kentucky
that? What
Fried Chicken. For those that, you know, may not be entirely cultured
Okay.
or know what, you know, acronyms stand for.
Carry on.
Yeah. So, we went to KFC and they didn't have any chicken. And I should also add, there was nobody in the lobby and there was nobody in the drive-thru. We just pulled right up and immediately ordered, and they said, "Sorry, we're out of that."
Probably
On
why
the
there was
bright side,
nobody
you didn't
there.
have to have KFC.
Yes, I was thanking my lucky, like, literally, if I didn't believe in God up to that point, I did then, because he saved me from eating KFC. So
Well, it's so good that they can't keep it in stock,
that's right.
obviously.
Sure, it all had gone bad or something because they hadn't served it in so long. Here's the deal about KFC. The whole thing can go out of business. It's irrelevant at this point, right? We don't need KFC. There's plenty of other better chicken places out there that serve better food for the same price or cheaper. It's unnecessary. It's a
Yeah,
relic from
what do
past
they
days.
do better than
Yeah.
anyone else?
Yeah. Name one thing they do. That stupid little bowl with the mashed potatoes where they just put a bunch of crap in there and say, "Oh, it's a bowl." Yeah, I get that. No. I don't want it.
I always thought the bowls would be like like the attraction. I feel like that would be what everybody would go there for. Chick-fil-A doesn't have that kind of stuff yet, do they? A bowl?
I don't think so, but like
they might for breakfast.
Know. Oh, for breakfast? I never liked Chick-fil-A's breakfast, I'll be honest. I know that's gonna send me to hell, but I don't care for chicken for breakfast. It's kind of gross to me.
I mean, it's okay. It's like not special, but it's okay.
Hmm.
What's the best breakfast? Fast food.
Oh, did you guys know that there's... Okay, don't lie to me here, okay? I want honest feedback on this. Did you guys know that there's a fast food version of IHOP? And it's called Flipped.
Hmm?
Look it up. Look it up if you don't believe me. Flipped. Promise. There's one in Lawrence.
I probably should be more specific when I Google stuff. Hang on.
It's a real thing. I have not eaten there, but I'm assuming it's not good.
Yeah, fast food for breakfast is just questionable, right?
Unless it's donuts.
Unless it's donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but like, I feel like if you're going to get like fast food and you're wanting breakfast foods, like you're going to end up with like crap options, right? I don't know. The pancakes are going to be shit. The eggs are going to be shit. And not real eggs. Not that I would know. I don't eat eggs because I can't. But the sausage is going to be probably half frozen, you know? So I don't know. I just feel like getting fast food for breakfast is just never a good idea. Just go to a diner like a normal person. Sit down. Have your crappy coffee and eat like some actual food.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
The crappy coffee is like an American experience. You go to a diner for the coffee that's not good, but it's coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's probably a month old, just sitting on the warmer back there.
At least you can have a lot of it.
You can have as much as you want. That's the beauty of it. They're going to serve it to you so hot that you can't drink it.
Yeah.
And then they're going to give you these little packets of like creamer and like Splenda. And you don't want to do that because that's like you're giving yourself cancer. But like, I don't know. It's just something that you should experience growing up, I think. You know, yeah.
Here's a good review of Flipped. It says, for those who don't want to read it all, Flipped is a massive flop. 1 star.
Yep.
That's something I would write.
It sounds about right for IHOP. Okay, is it IHOP or Denny's? I feel like IHOP is better, right?
Yeah, yeah. The one time I remember going to Denny's, and I think it was only one time in my entire life, it was after a movie, and it was a bunch of us. Some of you guys might have been there, but our server, it was a lady in her mid-40s, and we were all high schoolers, and she came out and started hitting on Dawson, I think specifically, but was talking about like oral sex and stuff to a bunch of high school kids. Mm-hmm. I think she was trying to get a bigger tip, which was a mistake because we were all homeschooled, and none of us had any money. So I think she got probably $1.50 from everybody.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, it was kind of just a bad, awkward experience. The food was bad, and I'm like, I just hope this lady's like not touching our food with her hands. Like, just touch the plate, you know, maybe wear gloves. I don't know. I never went back. Overall, I would take IHOP.
I haven't been to either in a long time.
Yeah, I don't remember the last one I went to. I'm sure it was probably IHOP, but...
Yeah, I mean, neither are good. Let's be honest with that. I mean, neither one is, like, top-notch. If you're going to get breakfast, at least in Topeka, I think Big Biscuit's the way to go.
I don't think I've had that yet.
You haven't had Big Biscuit?
Nope.
It's a lot of food. It's a little... It's more expensive than either one of those places, but it's worth it. I mean, I would recommend.
Mm, okay.
Yep, check it out. All right, you guys remember a while back, did I ever talk to you guys about my Krav Maga class?
Yes.
Yeah, you got beat up.
I did, thank you for... Yeah, well, Cadence wants to go back because we're going to go to New York here in November, and I'm like, well, you know, we're probably going to die in New York, you know, high crime and whatnot. We're going to go to a place we're not supposed to go. No, I'm not going to know where we shouldn't go, so we're going to die. And she's like, well, should I go back and take Krav Maga? I'm like, well... We can, you know, but it was such a poor experience the last time. And it's not that like I'm prideful about it, right? Because the guy beat the shit out of me because he could, right? And I'm not like beating myself up about it like, oh yeah, I should have been able to take him, because I shouldn't, because he was twice my size and had been doing it for 20 years, and he just wanted to show that, like, he could manhandle me, and there was literally nothing I could do about it. I just don't want to pay to do that. You know, I don't want to get paid. I don't want to pay somebody else for them to beat me up for an hour, and then, you know, pat me on the back and say, yeah, yeah, and then, you know, off you go, young lad. Come back next week. Bring your checkbook. Like,
well, I could have done that for free. I could have went to New York and had that done to me for, I guess not free, but.
Yeah, it'll cost you, but.
Yeah.
So I guess it is cheaper. Yeah. But you can at least sightsee while you're doing it.
Yeah. I think the worst part is, like, he was trying to have me do, like, this, like, kneeing technique into, like, where he was, like, holding the pad and I was trying to knee him. And I was doing it as hard as I could, right, with the technique and strength I have. But then he'd be like, no, no, do it like this. And then he would do the exact same thing as me, but because he's bigger and stronger and I'm smaller, it hurt me a lot more and it was knocking me back, right? So basically he's just saying, hey, be bigger and stronger like me and it'll work better. Like, I couldn't figure that out.
Like, yeah, I don't think your technique matters when you're just going against someone that you're stronger than.
Somebody commented, it's live right now, and somebody commented that she wants to take the class to protect me. She might want to protect me, yeah. She'd have as good a chance protecting me in New York City as I would protecting her. I think it's about the same. But yeah, no, I don't know. It just wasn't a fun experience. So, although we never paid for those classes. We were supposed to, and we just never paid because I never went back.
Well, you'll probably get beat up again if you go back now.
Yeah, probably. But no, I don't know. It was like five people that have been showing up for the same thing for 20 years. And I'm not surprised that they haven't been able to recruit more people, because they just have the one guy beat them up whenever they show up, and then they have one to come back.
Their
business model's messed up.
I'm picturing Joe getting pulled into town on his rollerblades behind a bicycle to go to his little karate class. Is that what the class looked like? Some guy with some American flag pants?
I think he had an American flag like wife beater on, actually. Yeah. He was talking about how, like, if he was ever, I don't think he was actually ever in a real fight, but he was like, if I'm ever in a real fight, I know how to handle it, you know, but he's never been in one.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. You need to go and ask him how many times he's actually used this stuff.
Right. Well, every Monday on people like you. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, thank you for that. Yeah. No, I was visibly, like, injured by the end of it. And Cadence was just laughing the whole time. She thought it was hilarious, so. But. All right. You guys have anything, or I got a couple more topics?
I got one.
Go ahead. Jump in there, Andrew.
All right. So I saw an article that was talking about this little kid who went to a water park and just wanted to go down this slide. But there's some restrictions for people that are allowed to go down the slide. One of them being you cannot be over 200 pounds. So
there's a little kid.
Okay, I guess I shouldn't have said little. She was a young kid.
Okay.
And so they get to the top of the slide and they have a scale there.
That's, come on.
And so I'm assuming the employees are kind of just, you know, eyeballing people, you know, as they come up, you know, kind of like, you're not 200, you know, so not, it's not like everyone's stepping on the scale, you know, you can kind of, they've probably done it enough to where they can figure out if someone, you know, needs to step on the scale to make sure they can make sure they can stay
with a badass.
Yeah, they've usually got you know, like fast food wrappers hanging out of their pockets and stuff like that, you know, grease still on their hands.
They're just like kind of like shaking, like
yeah. So
listening to the vibrations of the steel below them, the steel beams below them.
Yeah,
making sure that They got one guy's ear to the bottom of the.
It's cracking, Jim.
Nope.
We need a heli lift out of here.
That Jurassic Park theme is playing.
Oh, darn it.
Now we're in trouble. All right. Yeah. Everybody left alive. Nobody's watching anymore. We've insulted too many people.
So, the employee looks at her and is like, okay, I think you're going to have to step on the scale to make sure that you can safely go down the slide. And there's a line there. So, I mean, obviously this is pretty embarrassing, for her. And, I think she was like 205 or something. The limit's 200. Yeah. So she couldn't go down the slide. And parents, I don't think were too happy about it. Because obviously she was embarrassed, and which was probably worse than not being able to go down the slide. So,
clearly.
Yeah. Well, and he mentioned how, now because of this, I think his quote was, now because of this, corporate, well, I don't know what he said, company, we have to try to repair this emotional damage that they've caused our daughter. So I don't know, what do you guys think? You think who's on the wrong, who's on the right here?
The parents were letting their daughter be 205 pounds at like whatever, what is she like,
I think she was 12.
Yeah, oh my gosh,
their parents could be thrown in jail for child abuse.
And I don't think she was joking. I don't think she was 6'6", I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It didn't say the height. Maybe she
not
was,
a future,
you know,
WNBA 6'5". Player.
Yeah,
nah,
I'm assuming not.
Okay.
Well,
then it would appear that it would be her parents' fault.
Mm. Okay, that's your opinion. Can I get some other opinions?
It's like your opinion, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, Garrett's right. Like, that's the first thought is, like, how do the
no
parents
right and wrong
this happen? You know, it's not like they are like, oh, man, this is probably fine. Like, they're aware of, you know, generally what makes somebody unhealthy and what makes somebody healthy, right? And you, I would think you'd be more acutely aware when it's your own kid, right? And so they have allowed this to happen by enabling, you know, this behavior. For 12 years or what, you know, however long. And so I blame them wholeheartedly. And I don't know, every aspect. So it's not the employee's fault, obviously, because first of all, they're just doing what they're told. Second, what are they supposed to do? Like, go ahead and slide down. It's unsafe. You might die, but go ahead. I don't want to hurt
your situation
feelings.
Because it's either you let the fat ass go down the slide, and they break
well, like,
it, and they injure themselves.
Let's not insult the kid, because it's not her fault at 12, right?
I don't care. Either you let them go down, and they hurt themselves physically, or you embarrass them, like, in front of, like, a few people, and say, like, hey, can we make sure that this is safe for you to go down? Either way, it's a lose-lose situation, because you can't ever offend anybody anymore.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
I think a better way to handle it is have the scale at the bottom without the line, you know, before the line, right? And so maybe off to the side, and you can have somebody down there like, hey, would you mind, I know it's embarrassing, could you step on this real quick, you know? We just have to make sure it's safe for everybody, and just do it discreetly down at the bottom. Not that that's something that's like, should be required by law for companies that, but like that would be a better way for not the employees, because it's not their decision, but you know, the folks that are managing the water park or theme park or whatever it is to handle it. I think
that was one of his, well, he had other complaints too that is their fault. Basically, he wished that, I guess, they would have known before that there was a weight limit. But, I mean, I don't know, even then, how... How do you weigh that much? 12?
Weigh everybody?
No, maybe just when you go in, you get a colored wristband for what slides you can go on. For your height or weight. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting... Yeah, it's a good idea. But then the kid's just going to take the wristband off or whatever, probably.
Then no,
I don't know.
No sliding at all, then.
Oh, I got you. I'm with you. Okay. Yeah, that's reasonable. But no, I think Garrett's 100% right. Like, it's... You got to blame the parents for that, right? Like, and I don't know what's appropriate for that, because they are decreasing the lifestyle choices the kid can have, their overall potential for life and longevity, right? Like, actively, they're doing that. So, I don't know about prison time necessarily, right? Like, but, like, there should be, I think, certain standards that as a parent, you should have to be to care for your child. I mean, there's such a thing as neglecting your child if they're not eating enough, right? You can have your kids taken away if you're not feeding your kids enough, right? Because that's unhealthy. So what about the reverse? At what point does it become unhealthy to feed kids too much at a young age when they are not able to make that decision themselves?
Are you squeaking the ball?
What if they're not able to afford the food that is healthy?
I don't necessarily think that that's the case most of the time. I think it could be a case-by-case basis. Plus, I'm sure that there are certain programs you can apply for that can help you afford healthier options. And it's going to take some creativity. If nothing else, having like some kind of case manager or social worker to help work through ideas for diets that are healthy, that are more affordable.
Also, I don't buy the idea that healthy food is more expensive. Not anymore. Like, maybe 10 years ago, like, you know, when McDonald's still had a dollar menu, like, everything still had dollar menus. But nowadays, fast food and all that stuff is just as expensive as healthy food. It's just whether or not people are willing to, like, buy the healthy food and cook and, like, do, like, meal prep and meal planning and all that stuff, which
you
is
can
not
go get a thing
hard.
Of kale or a thing of peanut butter and
you can have food for like a week or two instead of going to McDonald's and getting like $10 worth of junk for one day. It's not hard.
It takes some education probably on it, but that's fine. It's doable, and everybody's got a smartphone and can look it up, right? Like, I bet if I Google you know how to eat healthy cheaply, I mean, you're gonna find something. Like,
you'll find it thousands of results on YouTube, just YouTube alone. It's so easy to find this stuff.
How to eat healthy on a budget came up immediately. Okay.
Yep. Here's the real question. I don't know how much time you guys spend in like the vegetable or the fresh section of the grocery store, but why in the world are green bell peppers? They're all cheaper than the red, yellow, or orange by like over a dollar. But are all bell peppers not the same? Have you guys noticed that?
I think maybe they are, but the red and yellow are just riper, so it takes them longer.
And that's what we should take away from
to
this
get to that
very controversial story, is what peppers are better.
Yep, that's what I was trying to get to.
Thank you. I think they all taste the same to me.
I think the other ones are... I think red and yellow are probably sweeter.
Okay. Yellow, orange, and red, right? Those are the ones that... Those are harvested later, right? Those are... Than the green ones?
Wait, how many different colors are there?
There's yellow, orange, and red, I'm pretty sure. Well,
and
green.
So, green is first?
Yeah, I think so.
Green.
Okay.
So I think the longer it stays on there, the sweeter it gets.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'd buy that. I think Andrew's making it up, but I believe it. That kind of goes into the story about the TikTok star. I can't remember her name. Somebody not important, but like, went to the horse ranch. You guys remember this?
Yep.
Okay, so I know Andrew knows about it, but like, went to ride a horse, right? Mm-hmm. But and on the website it says like weight limits and stuff on like horses, you know, that they have, and she weighed over the weight limit, right? And so they told her no. And so she, like, got upset and made a TikTok about it and stuff, which was unfair of her, right? It's not their fault. You can't injure the horses if you are not able to ride them safely, right? And so it's not their fault, right, at all. It's your fault if you complain about it. I don't think that's right. However, one of the employees, and I didn't know this was true at first. I just heard it, and I was like, ah, that didn't happen. One of the employees responded to her TikTok and basically called her a fat bitch, right? You can't. That's not appropriate for a company to do either. So, like, it's not like it's a private citizen who's not affiliated with the company doing it, you know, in which case it doesn't matter. But, like, a company, you can't do that, right? So now they're giving backlash. People are trying to shut them down, which is, again, an overreaction. So it's just a story of overreactions, right? And just people being dumb, right? If you can't ride a horse because you weigh too much, you know, get over it. That's too bad, right? Move on. Don't overreact. But if you're the ranch and somebody overreacts because they're unhappy with your policy, don't call them a fat bitch. That's an overreaction. Okay? Don't do
probably.
That. And then if you're the rest of the internet, don't go back and try to shut down the entire ranch because one employee said something they shouldn't have said.
Yeah. Our culture is just full of constant overreactions to everything.
Yep. I don't know what else to say about it. Because it's just ridiculous. Yeah.
We need God. That's what we need. Somebody help us.
And healthy food.
Always healthy food.
Yeah. We need Thor.
No.
Okay.
Get started.
Did you watch the new one yet?
Negative. Probably going to go see it Saturday.
I think you need to go see it, and I want to hear your opinion about it. Because I don't think you'll like it.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It's really bad.
I've learned anything is that Joe hates everything.
No, that's not true at all.
Shut down all the movies because Joe doesn't like them.
No, that's me. Joe
Yeah, Garrett hates everything. I might be more of a skeptic than you guys when it comes to movies. But Garrett's like two. So any movie that I'm going to rate like a 6, Garrett's going to give like a 4. Okay.
Yeah.
Like we have the same mind track on movies. He's more. I don't know. You're way harsher on movies, right? Like I try to be a little bit more. Not that you're not empathetic, but I try to be like, well, you know, it's a movie. It is what it is. and I'm like, let's give it a 6. No, I don't want to hurt their feelings. They're trying hard. You know, it's the kid. You know, it's a child actor. What are they gonna do? They're not very. They suck at everything. You know. And Gary's like, nah, 4.
Yep. You know that way you guys know. Okay, hey, you know what? Here's a movie that I'm gonna praise. Top Gun. I saw that.
Yep.
2 weeks ago. If you haven't seen Top Gun, go see Top Gun. It's just a good movie. No politics.
Yep.
The main character is very competent and good at what he does. That's pretty rare nowadays to get a main character that actually is like in his movie and actually is competent in what he's doing. So if you got 2 hours with the wife, go see Top Gun. That's my advice.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was a good movie. Obviously a little bit far-fetched. At times,
sure.
Like
yeah,
the end,
for
but,
sure.
But fine, it was fine.
Yep.
See, but say, and I would see it, and I saw it, and I would give it about an 8.
I was gonna say an 8.
Hey,
there
we go.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It was an 8.
Wow.
Yeah. A little far fetched, but very, very good.
Yeah, and I think it gets such high praise from a lot of people because they're just tired of the shitty movies that have come out recently. There's not been very many good movies lately, and it's just it wasn't even like. An amazing movie, but it was just a good movie. So people are like, oh yeah, this is great because it's actually just a movie I can enjoy.
That's what's happened to movies and TV shows is our expectations are so they're in hell right now. Like it's there couldn't be any lower. So when there's a movie that's just like average or just a little above average, like holy moly, that's the best movie I've ever seen.
Yep.
Also, you guys need to see Batman. Like it's like 5 months late.
All right, what else we got?
Did you guys see the new Elvis movie?
Yes, I actually did see that.
I thought that one was really good.
That was very good. It's sad, very sad.
The ending is, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it for me. I don't want to know if he lives or dies.
Yeah, what happens?
I don't know. They didn't even cover the controversy because he's not dead, you know?
True. Big facts. I think one of the things that I took away from that is I didn't realize how much money was stolen from him, Elvis. He was like, I don't know if he was broke, but in the movie implied that he was pretty much broke by the time, like at the end of his career, and he's basically a slave to his, like, management and everyone. Like, people have just been stealing money from him for years, and I guess he
he was also, like, overspending.
Yes, and also that, he was overspending.
But like, yeah, like his manager took a 50-50 cut with him, which is just not how it works.
Not anymore.
Well, so it's kind of like the movie The Founder with McDonald's. You know, you could make the argument that without Ray Kroc coming in and, you know, basically stealing McDonald's from the brothers and screwing them over, like, there wouldn't have been any more than one location. So it's like they still came out way ahead. So, you know, is 50-50 not fair for Elvis? Because he probably would have not been anybody if this guy didn't come along and help him get there.
So I asked the patient that used to work for McDonald's corporate about that. I was like, what do you, you know, did you see the movie and, like, how accurate was it? And he goes, well, the movie was, like, relatively accurate. I'm like, what about their claim that, you know, the brothers never got paid? And he goes, oh, that's just absolutely wrong. Like, they got paid. I saw the check myself.
Huh.
Which I thought was kind of interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Well, they did. I mean, they did get something. Is he saying they got way more than?
I'm guessing.
$1 million or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, because it was really worth like something $1 billion, wasn't it? Like today,
they would have kept whatever they were actually owed, it'd be billions.
Yeah.
What I saw was like, I guess they sold McDonald's and they were supposed to be getting royalties, which of course never end, right? Like, I forgot what the percentage was, but any percentage would have been a significant amount. Mm-hmm. And basically they kind of just shook hands on it and didn't put it in writing, and then the one guy just didn't keep his word. Is that what happened?
I think that's my understanding too.
Okay, I'm guessing they got like a one-time payment for the, you know, McDonald's, and then but they were supposed to be getting a percentage of the sales, which they didn't get. So we're really that's a bigger deal, not getting the royalty than getting the one-time payment, because a royalty is pretty sure just a never-ending like flow of money.
Yeah,
especially with how much money they make. But I mean, I don't know. I don't see how you could live with yourself cheating someone out of basically being a liar and a cheater just for more money.
Right. Yeah, now where the person, I haven't seen the movie, but I imagine he's, you know, he did okay for himself, and so he had a little bit of money he could have passed off to the folks that came up with the idea.
You should watch it. It's good.
Okay. Who's the guy in it? Who's the main guy? Is it Kevin Costner? No. Who is it?
No, it's
Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Okay. Batman. The best Batman.
Whoa.
I'm kidding.
That's the villain from Spider-Man.
Alright. Well, I know Garrett's got stuff going on.
Yeah, Garrett, where are you going?
None of your business!
Tell us about it.
I gotta go help a homie with moving some stuff around in his apartment. So super, super fun stuff, I know. I know you're all...
Are you sure you're not going for your 15th crumble cookie of the week?
No, but I did buy some on Monday. Already gone.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't help it.
You better start going on your slides while you can. And riding horses.
All right, duly noted.
Have we figured out why they have so many employees working all the time yet, or no?
So they can, you know, honestly, I don't know.
It's drugs.
It's probably. A front. It's
a distribution front system.
Money laundering. Yeah, something like that.
Gotta go in and ask for the special cookies.
I'll do that next time I go in. I'll report back with what I find.
Okay.
All right, boys.
Bye.
We'll see you next week. Bye.